Newcomers to Capitol Hill can often find a much harsher partisan divide than the political waters they had to navigate back home. That's been the case for Senator Ken Salazar and Congressman John Salazar of Colorado. The Democrats and brothers have just finished their first year on Capitol Hill.
Hey, Senator.
Hi, Congressman. How are you?
How are you doing?
I'm sorry I'm late.
We met them at Ken Salazar's Senate office, where his brother John was the first to arrive, ready to rib his younger sibling.
But you know what? The most difficult thing, I think, of being here is that I have to debate bills on the House floor, you know, during the day, and then when I get home, I still have at least 3 more hours of debate.
With your brother.
Very much so, and it's very difficult because sometimes it's 1 o'clock in the morning before I can get to bed.
We're always together. We do things together. It's just a good family.
You can see the family resemblance in their smiles and on their feet. Both are sporting cowboy boots. The two brothers are from the San Luis Valley in southern Colorado, a rural conservative landscape, a background that sometimes leads these Democrats to break ranks with their party. As the new congressional session kicked off, we sat down and talked to them about what it means to be middle-of-the-road Democrats in a polarized Washington. The Salazar family has been in this country for more than 140 years. Congressman John Salazar is a farmer.
We still actually live on the original family farmstead that our great-grandfather settled back in 1860 along the banks of the San Antonio River. As a matter of fact, my house is built only about 40 yards from where the original farmstead stood.
I'd like to talk to you about being from rural America. A lot of the rural regions of this country tend to vote Republican these days. And I'm just wondering, you both are Democrats who did really well in rural areas. Nationally, why do you think the Democratic Party doesn't do well in rural America?
Yeah, my own personal view on that is that, first of all, the Democratic Party has not done a very good job at getting the message out, and I think we need to do a better job at doing that. Those communities have at most maintained, and many of them have taken significant steps back. You know, down Main Street of many communities, and you'll find half the Main Street is closed down. You'll find huge unemployment rates. You'll find inadequate health care. One of the things that I've spoken with Senator John Kerry about in terms of his campaign is that he should have had more of a focus out into the rural parts of the nation.
You know, it's not so much about partisanship in rural communities, and I think the people understand. My district, for example, was represented by Senator Ben Campbell when he was a Democrat. He was elected as a Democrat.
This is your brother's predecessor in the Senate.
Exactly. In fact,
Who switched parties.
Yeah, right. What ends up happening, I think, and it was one of my biggest surprises when I got to Washington, was just the partisanship was so rampant, and that's not what either Ken or I have based our whole entire life. We always try to be someone who brings people to the middle and works out some kind of compromise, knowing that we're not going to get everything we want. And I think that most Americans see it. I think that 10% of Americans are on the right and 10% are on the left, and 80% of Americans don't really care so much about partisanship. They care about the issues that affect them personally, their pocketbooks, and they're not concerned about the wedge issues.
Given that, how do you decide what party that you identify with, what party that you're in? Because both of you have caught a lot of flack from Democrats who say, you know, they're not with us. For example, Senator Salazar, when you supported Alberto Gonzalez as Attorney General, your party was not happy with you at all, and that's not the only issue.
First, in terms of getting members of my party mad at me, I think I get Republicans and Democrats mad at me all the time, and I think that's just fine because I think that it means I'm representing the middle. And your question as to why I'm a Democrat, I think, frankly, it goes down to, this is my own case, I think in my family, you know, it's a sense of faith that somehow government was created to make the lives of people better. And frankly, I think that the Republican Party in general especially its leadership, decided that what it's going to do is to create a government for the millionaires, the richest of Americans.
Yet you've chosen a Republican, Senator John McCain, as your mentor in the Senate. Is this right?
You know, John's a good friend, and he has the same kind of independence of the West. He's not afraid to take on the president on issues like torture. He's not afraid of doing those things, and I think that we need more people like that who have that sense of independence.
Now, much was made when you all were elected, particularly in the Senate, because of you and Senator Mel Martinez of Florida, about the fact that you were Hispanic. I'd like to know how that plays when you're here doing your work every day. Do you think about that identity?
You know, I think that the most important thing for both John and for me is fundamental recognition that we represent everybody within our district, and we ought not to look at diversity as a way to divide our nation in the way that some evil operators in our communities try to do.
Whether it be religion, race, or gender, I mean, that's one of the things that makes this country the greatest country. You know, I'll tell you a story that, you know, my father, in his later years, when he was 82, he was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, but he had served in World War II. He was actually in Hawaii when Pearl Harbor was bombed. And at the age of 82, when he's diagnosed with Alzheimer's, he would sometimes bring out his Army uniform, and he told us one time, he said, well, you know, I want you to bury me in this uniform. And that happened one morning when we were sitting around the breakfast table at Mom and Dad's house. At the age of 86, Dad got a massive heart attack. And, you know, when we were picking him up off the floor to put him on the gurney to take him to the hospital, you know, he had almost forgotten everything in life. He'd forgotten even some of his how to use some of his bodily functions and things like that. But as we put him on the gurney, I remember that he reached his hands up around my neck, just struggling, and he whispered to me the words, I love you. And then he said, he also whispered the word uniform. And those were the last words that Dad ever said to me. And he was so proud to have served this country in an honorable way, and he was proud to have defended the Constitution of the United States, which basically guarantees us all an equal opportunity. And we were just, you know, we buried my father in his uniform.
Congressman John Salazar, in your first election, immigration was a huge issue. And I imagine it's going to be an issue for you again in this reelection campaign this year. Your state depends a lot on migrant farm workers. What do you think the U.S. policy should be?
Well, you know, I very much support some kind of a guest worker program. One of the things that we need is to provide a strong workforce, because, you know, and this is hard to say, but a lot of Americans basically lost the work ethic and aren't willing to do the hard physical labor out in the fields or the construction work. And we need to figure out a way to make sure that the adequate labor force is here and that some kind of a tamper-proof ID system is put forth. I know Mr. Tancredo in Colorado has made immigration probably the number one issue, and it's a very divisive issue, a very emotional issue, and not too many people like to talk about it. But it's something that we have to talk about sooner or later.
Well, thank you both, brothers, Congressman John Salazar and Senator Ken Salazar of Colorado. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Debbie.
This is NPR News.